Chapter 7, Exercise 10. Natasha's story continues.
The Chernobyl accident happened in 1986, over 20 years ago. My family are, thank God, all right, and none of them have any illnesses. Touch wood, not yet. We live far away from our hometown of Pripyat because we can't go back there. Actually, nobody has returned to Pripyat. Even today, it is a ghost town. You remember that I told you about our evacuation from Pripyat? It was really difficult for everybody to leave their homes, but it was especially difficult for some old people. They were angry that they had been forced to leave, and many of them escaped from the evacuation and went back to their homes in the countryside. You see, they had their little fields where they grew their own potatoes, beans, and cabbage, and many of them kept cows as well. They didn't understand either why they couldn't eat the food from their own land or drink milk out of their own cows, or why they couldn't pick berries and mushrooms in the forest. All that was forbidden because of the high levels of radioactivity after the explosion. I still hear heartbreaking stories of the Chernobyl victims. Some time ago, I met the wife of a fireman. He had been among the first people at the nuclear power plant after the explosion. He was badly injured by the radiation, and he died in hospital. What was really sad was that his wife could not bury him in Pripyat because the authorities took his body to Moscow. You see, his body was so radioactive that he couldn't be buried in a usual way. First, his body had to be put in a thick plastic bag. Then it was put into a wooden coffin. But even that was not enough. They put the coffin in another thick plastic bag, and then, finally, it was put into a zinc coffin. He was buried in Moscow in a cemetery under concrete tiles. That's what they did with all the other highly radioactive victims, too. Besides the firemen, there were other real heroes, too. I want to tell you about the soldiers who came to the nuclear plant on the first day. They went on the roof to clear out the dangerous radioactive material. They were called the Green Robots because they wore green clothes and they worked in places where only robots would normally work. The work was very risky. They spent only 1.5 minutes a day on the roof. But still, many of them died of cancer later. I think the bravest men were the volunteers who dived in under the nuclear reactor. You see, there was water under the reactor, and it was really important to get the water out of there. If they hadn't dived there, the water would have caused a huge nuclear explosion, so big that it could have destroyed a large part of Europe. These soldiers died later, too, but they prevented a major catastrophe. In those days, the days of the Soviet Union, they kept many things secret from us people and also from the whole world. I just read an interesting article about an engineer who worked in a laboratory after the explosion. Around Chernobyl, there was a dangerous 30-kilometer area where the radiation was really bad. He tested the meat and milk from the cows in that area. It turned out that the cows were highly radioactive because of the grass they had eaten. High radioactivity was found everywhere, in the air and on the ground. You can understand how horrified the engineers were when they saw little children playing in the sand pit. Babies weren't safe either. Mother's milk was also found to be radioactive. It's terrible that these results were never told to anybody in those days, so people just kept living there without knowing about the dangers. But life seems to go on, though nothing will ever be the same again. Many of my friends are seriously ill, and many of their children have got babies who were born with bad problems. My son is getting married, but I will never be a grandmother because he doesn't want to have children. He doesn't want them to suffer from illnesses. I wish we had understood what happened, and I wish we had known better what to do. All I can do is pray that no nation will have to go through the same ever again.